This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny lost his appeal on Saturday against what he said was a politically motivated decision to jail him for nearly 3 years. But he said his faith in God and belief in the rightness of his cause was sustaining him. Navalny is Russian President Vladimir Putin's most prominent critic. He was jailed earlier this month for parole violations that he said were trumped up. Western countries have condemned the case and are discussing possible sanctions on Russia. Hundreds of protesters gathered outside Thailand's parliament after Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha and 9 ministers survived a parliamentary no-confidence motion on Saturday. One protester said, quote, "It was a disappointment, but expected." 2 people were killed in Myanmar's second city, Mandalay, on Saturday when police fired to disperse protesting opponents of a February 1st military coup. This is what emergency workers are saying. It's been the bloodiest day in more than 2 weeks of demonstrations. Protesters took to the streets in several cities and towns with members of ethnic minorities, poets, and transport workers among those demanding an end to military rule and the release of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi and others. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Germany increased by more than 9,100 to over 2.3 million. Data from the Robert Koch Institute for Infectious Diseases showed on Saturday. Japan's celebrations for Naomi Osaka's 4th Grand Slam tennis title go into orbit, with an astronaut tweeting congratulations from the International Space Station. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Bank is working to standardize COVID-19 vaccine contracts that countries are signing with drug makers and is pushing manufacturers to be more open about where doses are headed as it races to get more vaccines to poor countries. This is according to World Bank President David Malpass. He told Reuters he expected the bank's board to have approved $1.6 billion in vaccine funding for 12 countries, including the Philippines, Bangladesh, Tunisia, and Ethiopia, by the end of March, with 30 more to follow shortly thereafter. A Japanese Air Force officer and a U.S. Air Force instructor pilot were killed in a crash in the U.S. state of Alabama, Japan's Air Defense Force is saying on Saturday. The Japanese second lieutenant and the U.S. instructor crashed as their T-38 was about to land at a local airport, according to a statement by the Japanese force. The United States has expressed concerns about Malaysia's plans to deport asylum seekers and others from Myanmar as Myanmar Navy ships arrived in Malaysian waters to pick them up. Last week, Reuters reported that Malaysia had agreed to return 1,200 Myanmar citizens after Myanmar's military, which seized power in that February 1st coup, offered to send ships to get them. Argentina's health minister has resigned following reports that people had been able to use their connections to get access to COVID-19 vaccines to which they were not entitled. 2 sources in the presidency said that President Alberto Fernandez had asked for the minister's resignation after allegations were made in the media of at least 10 people receiving vaccinations without following the proper procedure. Among them was a veteran journalist who claimed he had received a shot after speaking directly with the minister. The growing scandal throws a spotlight on wider fears in the region over corruption and access to vaccines, which are in short supply. Earlier this month, Peru's health and foreign ministers quit, and its former president was placed under criminal investigation after reports of hundreds of Peruvian officials and others receiving vaccine doses outside of clinical trials and before the national immunization program began. The UK's Prince Harry and his wife Meghan made their final split with the British royal family, telling Queen Elizabeth that they will not be returning as working members of the monarchy. The couple announced Sunday they're expecting their second child, and they shocked senior royals last year by announcing plans to step back from their royal roles. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News. We'll be right back.